by Billboard that says Del Records CEO Angel Del Villar arrested for working with Mexican promoter tied to the cartel. Because it's corridos bellicos.
Yeah, and like publicly there wasn't any backlash towards Luis R. Conríquez personally, but from what I read, the promoter that hired him to do that event where he sang the song where people were saying like you're not supposed to, he did get killed. I mean, we don't know, like, oh, they killed him because of this and this and this.
We want security.
I had one bad experience.
Keiko can't protect.
Where, like, someone's dad tried to beat me up and tried to take I mean, he did take a picture of my face and he said he was going to call, like, El Mencho and they're going to chop my head off.
So, like,
he told him stuff, too, but he's not willing to accept it.
No, I swear
I'm willing to accept I got scared.
All my life, he never told me.
He did tell you something.
To my face? No.
Yeah, to your face.
No, he said it to your ass, fool.
Yeah, my back was to him.
I've been getting in my protein, guys. I don't know if you could tell. I look a little bit bigger.
Whoa.
Flex. Oh, we already started? No. I gotta watch out.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another Augusto Baba podcast.
Video like number 102.
I think this is like 63.
Wait, 21?
What? When are we starting season 2?
Okay, guys. I should have never said that.
We said that. The last one was the last one.
I know. Oh, remind me about the thing, the verses. Huh. Season 2 is starting very soon. The reason why it has not started now is because the damn wall is so fucking expensive. Like, honestly, it's expensive.
Yup.
Like we got some, like, a really nice wall. And, like, let's just say, like, just here and up, that shit's $450. So imagine, like, $450.
Yeah, because how much was this, like, one of these?
60, 70?
Oh, yeah, this is, like, 60.
Yeah, so 60, and this is, like fake wood, sort of.
And we have
seven. So it was, like, real pieces of wood that were, like, painted, and it had, like, a nice little texture to it, but something, like, of this area is probably, like,
so
$800 each. So we're figuring something
out. We'll
spend,
like, around, I don't know, like, $3,000 on just the wall.
Just the wall. But I think it does look nice.
And then, like, the neon sign is, like, $2,000, too.
Yeah, and then we're going to get some nice tables.
No more tables.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want tables?
No.
It don't reach the budget.
Yeah.
It's because I've been telling him that we should get couches. That it's...
Guys, we're going to put the cash out.
Couches.
We're going to put the cash out.
Hey, yeah, if you guys are trying to donate $1 to us...
Not through YouTube. YouTube shitload. Hey, let's put our cash out, like, for...
No, actually, we should put, like, a cash out. You guys trying to help out. Yeah, you know, and we should do, like, I saw a thing on Patreon, this YouTuber that did a thing for Patreon, and then if you donate a certain amount, like, your name shows up in, like,
oh, yeah, we should do something
like a thing like that. Yeah, but not through YouTube, because YouTube does take
50%.
Someone gave us a $500 donation, then I checked, and it was, like, we only had $250.
That's crazy.
And it also takes, like, 50% of the revenue, so, like.
Yeah, so we're going to try to do something like that.
But we do, remember, we do this for you guys and for us, because we enjoy it.
Fuck it, we'll make a Cash App. Because everything is expensive and we're trying to get, like, better cameras and everything.
And guys, I don't know if you guys know, but we're going to go into a recession, supposedly.
Oh, I saw that shit.
I think we're already there.
Yeah, we're already there, but supposedly it's going to get worse.
Like, people are going to get laid off and, like, some work is going to get more. And then, like, real estate, damn.
Like, they're comparing it to the Great Depression, I think.
It's funny because I just saw it before coming here.
Yeah, I saw it before coming here.
Where do you guys see it? Maybe it was one more, man.
TikTok.
Yeah, I saw it in TikTok too.
Yeah.
And, like, what reasons did they give? I haven't seen anything like that.
You know,
because I don't know how to explain it.
It's just
retarded.
I don't know too much about, like, economics and stuff, but, like, it's, like, bad right now, the economical state of the.
Damn, I wish to teaching you guys a little something. You guys are in class?
Well, you know, during the. When COVID started and they were giving out, like, free money and they printed. I saw a video. They printed, I think, 80% of the fiat money currently.
In the last 2 years or something? Or last year?
Yeah, in the last 2 years. So 80% of the money that is circulating right now, they printed it out of thin air. I mean, the money was already out of thin air, but they printed out more. So all the value that you had stored, you know, to your name, lost 80% of it.
Damn.
So you're spending... I mean, you still have... Let's say you had $10,000 saved up. You still have $10,000, but those $10,000 buys you a lot less. It doesn't buy you only 20% since the other 80% was already printed. You know, because they're, like, fighting with that with laws and stuff so people don't get scared. But I think she's going to hit the fan.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hopefully we can keep the podcast going.
We can't get laid off from YouTube.
I know, they can't. But
yeah, I guess that's a cool thing.
Yeah, but just help us make the set and we're chilling. We keep going with the content.
Guys, so we went to...
what are we
going to
talk about today?
We're going to talk about us interviewing Junior H, us going to Live Nation.
We're going professional.
We're going big. And us going to Spotify.
Ooh, wow, that was a mind-blowing experience.
Yep. Keiko missed out, but...
Yeah,
we'll give you every detail that you missed out on.
I had to go to work.
It's all good. It happens. I like how you're taking responsibility. Respect.
You're like the responsible one here.
You respect. Respect, Echo. Respect. And what else, Diego?
And we're also going to be talking about... Everyone sent this shit to us. We were filming an episode on the exclusive on our second channel, and everyone was sending this to us, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, what the fuck? But apparently, this is from Billboard.com, so it's like legit. And they also have it from Rolling Stone. It says, Del Records CEO Angel Del Villar arrested for working with Mexican promoter tied to cartels. We're going to be talking about that in a bit. I want to talk about Spotify first. No, let's talk about Junior H first.
Yeah.
We interviewed Junior H in Spanish and we did good.
Uh-huh. Yep. We all did good.
And I think the round of applause for us.
You guys better be clapping right now.
Play the clapping sound shit.
You want me to clap you?
I'll clap you.
Damn.
How many rounds? How long you last with them?
You've been dry too long.
Hey.
Dude, when you haven't talked to any I'm like, dad,
3 years.
He says it. Doesn't get roasted. I say I get roasted.
Yeah, because you haven't. No.
It's because you might be for real.
Quemar tú mismo.
Dude, you're looking buff.
Damn, I used to get those.
No, I'm kidding. You're not.
Anyways, I think those are better, but I don't
know. Oh, yeah, guys. So we interviewed Junior H and we're really good. And guess what I told him?
Hey, no, man, that was legendary.
I told
what
him.
What did you
like,
ask him?
I was like, hey, Junior, si caben o no caben?
And, dude, his response was even better.
What did he say? His response said, caben todas.
I feel like a big part of why we did so well is because we practiced yesterday. the day before, Keiko had a word.
We taught Keiko Spanish. Yeah,
so I want to publicly.
Sorprendiste, right? He couldn't say it.
Yeah,
he probably still can't say it.
I want to publicly congratulate Keiko because he tried hard.
He did try hard.
It showed when the results. Not only did he try, it showed.
I practiced. Practice makes perfect.
Guys, we got hit up by a company, like this really big company called Live Nation. They're the ones in charge of Junior H's tour. They're like, hey, can you guys come, like, interview Junior H, you know, see how everything works. Let's build a partnership. They're really cool. And then we went to, like, this really nice place in L.A.
West Hollywood.
Beverly Hills,
my bad.
Beverly Hills, guys.
Yeah. So I want to give a thank you to Nadia from
Nadia.
For taking us into consideration to do this interview. Well, to be part of the roster, I guess.
Yep. We're going to definitely keep working with them. And I think it's good for us and them. We're in the right place. Yeah.
Really appreciate the opportunity. Because we went, I think, after Telemundo or Un Nuevo Día.
After.
Something like that. Like, it was, like legit, like...
Yeah, it was legit.
People.
It was, like...
And then us.
Yeah, and then, like, us.
Our dumbasses cussing in the back and shit.
Yeah. Best for last.
Yeah.
I feel like the dope thing about us is that we keep the flow. We don't feel like we need to change how we are because that's what really makes the brand and like that's what makes the Gucci.
Yeah, because me and Ninja were listening in the front. And they were like, dude, like these people are like good at talking and shit.
And I think you know for the people that do watch this that you know are in the industry, I think that that's one reoccurring thing that they've told us a lot is that the people that they got doing these sort of interviews or covering these sort of events. Are not in touch with the culture because what did they do to his name and to his tour?
Oh, they said Junior X.
Yeah, they said, you know, they messed up the guy's name.
And his tour.
Bad Boys.
Bad Boy instead of Sad Boy. You know, like literally it says Sad Boys right here. So, you know, I think if we get better at those interviewing skills, I think we might have a future. In
I
that,
think, right? You know, how kind of how you said, because we're actually like fans of Junior X.
I was thinking earlier today, you know, when we're in the Spotify and I was like, what? Like what's cool about us and why you know like why they invite us, and I think like the magic happened where it was people that were actually like fans of the. What are you guys laughing at?
Oh no, keep going.
No, that you know it's people that are fans of this like actual genre that had like I don't know like the foresight and the skills to be able to cover it.
Yeah.
So I think that's the gusto magic that happened.
We're very informed about like what's happening. Like we even know the fucking musicians of Junior H. Like,
yeah, but not even because like you know it's a task, but we just
yeah we just do it. Yeah, honestly, that's why it's been working out for us. Like,
hey, pero si caben o no caben?
Caben todas.
Pero si caben.
Damn, Keiko, you're
Angel's lips be looking like Jason.
That didn't make sense.
Dry as fuck.
Damn.
My lips are high.
You know, you say that you look dry as fuck, like your body.
I was drinking that thing, and
I'm getting Bill. What you talking about?
Have you noticed they've been body shaming us lately?
Dead ass they have.
Dude, it's like,
no, I mean,
like we trying. Like look, like
we're trying.
Like I'm trying to gain weight. Look, banana, little gummy bears. Right
Jason
here,
eats, man. And then he dips his food in water and he.
Okay, we might. Well, no, I'm not saying we're body shamed. You guys might make those allegations, but what allegations did you make about his food? He was like, bro, maybe you just don't like eating your food because you just make like some shitty ass eggs. Like, uh-huh. Like, what if you just make some good food? It's like, what's your favorite food?
You don't make it love.
Se hace hacer unos huevos ni la de echar sal, yo creo.
Yeah, I put sea salt away. Ugh. Sea salt. And then I put...
no, más puede llevar la contraria, bro. You can't taste the difference.
Instead of... Like regular oil, like you guys.
I put Himalayan.
Hey, you gotta check if those kind of oils like work for cooking.
Yeah, I put avocado cooking spray.
Dude, you know when I was like down bad and shit, and like I couldn't eat, I would just like eat the egg raw, like because I was just too lazy to cook it and shit. Well, I was sending you guys videos, huh?
That was a couple times.
Damn, nosotros no sufrimos eso, huh?
Yeah, ustedes sobran COVID.
We feel good. We feel kind of down. We feel down bad. We eat more, huh?
But yeah, guys.
When I was in my prime, when I was in my fucking, we're just fasting all day.
What's the first thing we're gonna talk? Oh yeah, we went to Live Nation. We were my junior age. It was really cool. I think he'll come on the podcast, maybe.
Hopefully, I think he will. Honestly, guys, junior age is very like quiet.
You know what I felt like when we got there? The vibes changed. Cause like we dabbed them, we're like, hey,
yeah, we dabbed them up. It was just like,
You should explain that. So you know, we were sitting at the front, and they were. It was like a conference room. I don't know how many people showed up, like maybe 30 to sort of interview.
It was 40, I think.
And once it did the one-on-one where, you know, it's like once you're here and like you're looking at each other in the eye, like 3 feet away, we were looking at the questions that they were asking and like it was kind of like, I don't know, like it was like scary or something.
Yeah, yeah. Me and you just sat in the front, we're like, oh, shit, like these people
talk
good.
Interrogation.
Yeah, like interrogation, like putting like the light on you, like, is this you?
Oh, let's also try to talk about the like adding a girl.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
We'll do that like after though.
But there was a
so I mean honestly we sat in the front because we wanted to hear the type of questions that they were
relax. He's like, girl, right away está prendido.
He's like, oh, where?
You need to find a girlfriend. You need to find someone.
You need to find peace, bro.
Guys, another public service announcement. If anybody is willing to take one for the team and like hit up Jason. Hit him up. His Instagram is Jason Nunez.
I'm just stacked. Hit him up. Roster stacked.
Shut up.
No, like for real, if anybody's down to take one for the team with our boy Flaquito,
you don't need
like,
to take one to the team.
Like
look
deadass, hit him up. Like,
look at me.
Show your six pack.
Let me chulo.
So they know what they're getting into.
They're gonna get
show your
on my boulder shoulders.
Hey, if anybody's from the lower side of California. Hit him up.
You're always sad.
What the fuck?
Yeah, right?
Lately?
You is mad.
My respect to Angel. Lately.
Oh!
Lately.
Why?
Bro, what?
Lately. He been on a six-week bender, fool.
Me? Yeah, hella parties. Hella
parties. But he folded on all of them.
No, he cried.
I tried to talk to girls, but it didn't work out.
That's when he cried with one.
That's what I see in person. What am I supposed to see on online?
What happens behind closed doors?
No, but they got so mad at me because some girls said wanted to dance with me at the when we went to
said no,
and that was like no, and they're like what? And the girls like were saying at me like the fuck? Hey, someone has to humble them down too, you know.
I didn't see, but Keiko.
That's all that shit.
And he was pissed. Keiko was pissed.
I was mad.
Keiko was pissed because
it was two girls.
I was mad. Cause like when we got there, like they're already fucking, I and my boy. So then, I was in the dance floor, you know.
In the dance floor.
Drunk what were you doing on the dance floor?
Doing the pasos.
¿Dónde
perdido.
Está Keiko?
Doing
la
the pasos.
Pista de baile. Así, bien agarradito.
No, sí, soltero.
No, sí, soltero, bien agarradito.
Del palo. And then Angel was like, hey, Tomás, you gotta pay for the bottle. I was like, fuck.
Okay, no. So then, first, this okay, we cannot proceed. So we pitched them for a bottle, right? Algo tranquilo.
Okay, yeah.
Something within our means, right? The bottle's expensive. Keko andaba bien prendido, bien entrado en la tomadera.
Hey, that shit was fun.
And he said, hey, I'm gonna get another one. So I was like, hey, you know, who are we to stop you? So he tells the lady, hey, dame otra. So the lady, when the lady comes back, he's already on the dance floor, you know, doing his paso prohibido, soltero, bien agarradito. No, more like that.
No, del palo.
So then he has to put his password and
password.
The pin, there you go, the pin. So I went to go get him, and then he just told me. And then on the way back, these two girls were like, hey, I want to dance with you.
But I was already watching Angel. Like,
and that was like,
a ver, ¿qué hace este pendejo?
No caben. And I left.
And he like, nah. I was like, huh?
Yeah, but the girls looked at me like nobody has ever told them no in their life.
Her jaw dropped.
Yeah. It was dark, but like.
I was even like, what the fuck? Because I was like, bro.
Keiko was pissed.
Yeah, well,
he didn't stop talking about it for 2 days.
Nah, we gotta know our worth, Kings.
But that's fucked up. She just wanted to
your
dance.
Crown is falling.
Hey, when we have somebody dancing, they say no. What happens?
Actually, that happened.
Hey,
to me.
Yeah, it's messed up too.
That
and
happened
what?
To me, a party.
Oh yeah. Happened
hey, guys, can say no too. Yeah, no esa fuerza, no esa fuerza.
I feel like the girl said no because she didn't know how to dance either. According to Diego, she was doing like some weird shit.
Dude, she was.
Hey, for whatever reason, they said no.
Do you guys know the girl that rejected Jason?
No, yeah, I didn't see when you got rejected.
Well, I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, never mind.
Maybe, like, maybe she was shy.
Like, it was good that I probably got rejected.
Yeah, it was really bad. Like,
a pico?
No,
Saturday. When that was prendido? Yeah. No,
yeah,
Friday.
Yeah, where you spilled the tea to the
on Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Damn.
No, I
that's perigo por la Champions ahí, eh? I see.
No, but I took it like a champ. I was like, okay. And then
Were they already dancing?
Yeah.
They were dancing together. And then
what we were talking about, that was at the club on Friday. No, this is Saturday. It's a birthday party.
Yeah. I got rejected.
And we really talked up, and we talked a lot about that on the other exclusive one. If you guys want to go watch
it. Oh, yeah. We talked more about like what's happening on the weekends. Yeah,
and there wasn't a lot of people on Saturday. Yeah. But there was these two girls that you were eyeing. Well, the girls were together. You know, he wasn't eyeing both at the same time.
He wasn't eyeing
I'm sure he picked.
I was like, hey, let's dance. You know, I'm learning.
But they were both already dancing?
Yeah, they were on the dance floor.
And did you tell that to a specific one? Or you?
Yeah, just like, EDM. I was just like, hey, you want to dance? And she's like, oh, no. And I was like, okay, bet.
Yeah, just not like that?
I feel like it's hard when you ask, like, if two girls are dancing, I think it's harder because, like, no one can...
You have to wait till they're sitting down, I think.
Yeah, or take someone, like...
No, but, like, that's true, but, like, me and Diego were saying that she said no because she didn't know how to dance.
Hey, they got that. Hey, the banda guy went up to them. The one that guy was trying to get at them too, and they danced with that guy.
Also, you know which girls we're talking about? Oh. Yeah, she danced horrible.
Yeah, horrible.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, she was moving.
EDC.
Oh yeah.
She was in the mosh pit
by herself and with banda.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm no one to judge. I don't know how to dance yet, but you know, I'm learning.
Yeah, me neither. I need.
But
I'm rusty as fuck.
But yeah, that's
you're rusty from your.
But then I danced with another girl, and then she said yes. And then she realized that I didn't know how to dance that well. And she's like, oh, okay. They get to know. Oh, that bad.
Oh, and then, yeah.
That was embarrassing.
On Friday,
the first step, she's like, nah.
It was like 5 steps.
Oh,
man.
But she asked you to dance, huh?
No, he asked her to dance. And then they danced for, she said yes. And then she realized Jason couldn't dance. So then she was like, I can't do
it. Oh, she's like, oh, it's 1 step. Thinking that like, I'm going to get the hang of it. Like, oh, it's 1 step. Bad. And nah, it didn't work out.
Oh, so 1 step is when you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, that, I feel like that's
but was this on Friday or Saturday?
Saturday. But Friday, I did dance.
Yeah.
And look, I feel like you were the
girl, and then she was the guy.
I was learning.
Yeah, because honestly, I did that too because
she was guiding
when
me,
I
bro.
Went with. Oh yeah, when I started dancing,
you went with who?
She was like, you know, I just tell them shit. I'm like, I don't expect no pasos prohibidos, you know. I can't do all that. I can do that.
Oh my god! I just remembered something. This was a long time ago when we went to Nalo Trujillo concert. Remember you were dancing with that girl?
Oh yeah, that was.
And
bad
then you
too.
Know how they la quebra? Dude, so Jason stopped because I guess he was
you were talking to me.
Oh yeah, I was talking to Jason. Okay. So he stopped dancing.
So he was
and the girl thought like, la iba a quebrar. Right? So then she goes down. She said, "Fucking boo."
I didn't, but it was low key.
Wait, did you know the girl? You just like a random.
It was a random, but like,
damn, we were watching it.
Hey, Keiko was twerking on them.
Jason didn't have a choice then to do the best he could.
That night was funny as fuck because we're just standing there, like, you know, we didn't know anybody. Some old ass fucker was like, he had a big ass table just for him.
Yeah.
And then we ended up getting too late at his table.
Oh, yeah. He paid everything.
Yeah, he paid for everything.
Just a random guy.
And then all the girls left from his table, so we left too.
That's what happened.
Wait, guys, so we went to Spotify. We got a tour of Spotify. It was fucking amazing.
It was
like,
amazing.
The place is just crazy. Like fucking crazy. They have like fucking 40 podcast sets. Oh, we're not casino more family friendly.
I think the facility is like state of the art.
Dude, they have two buildings.
Yeah, they set the bar for
the cafeteria. Like, dude.
And they have one in New York, Miami, and another one.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously the one in
the LA. One in Miami, the new Twin Towers. Yeah, I didn't know there was new Twin Towers.
Miami, baby.
Bro, because they were like, they're like, oh, yeah, and the one in New York is in the Twin Towers. And we all looked at each other like.
Like what?
Like what?
I thought they were gone. Like that.
Yeah, like, you know, it's just us being ignorant, but then he explained to us.
Yeah, that they build new ones. But they still have the memorial right there, no?
I think.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, I'm not sure, but I thought they had only built one, and then where the other one was is where they built the memorial with the fountain. I don't know if you guys seen it.
I'm not sure, but maybe one day we'll go to New York and check out Spotify New York.
So yeah, we had a little tour.
But this, yeah, the offices were crazy.
Everything was crazy.
Give a shout out to my boy that took the time to invite us.
Shout out to Daniel.
Shout out to DC.
Thank you so much for taking us into consideration.
And we are putting the podcast back up on Spotify. So,
yup. Hey,
must be nice.
Yeah, y'all keep an eye on for Augusto and Spotify.
Hey, si Dios quiere, like, vamos a hacer un desmadre with Spotify. Like,
yeah, you guys go to the Spotify account and comment, I want Augusto back on Spotify.
Yep. We have big surprises. Huge
favor. Hey, you might see us on some big playlists.
And then also, one more thing, too. Before, when we would upload on Spotify, we were on charts.
Yeah, we were on charts. What was the last stat that we got?
Like 30, no?
Like top 10? 20 in the music category? 20.
Yeah. So for the music category for Spotify, I think we were like...
Top 30?
Top 30. For sure top 30. But
I think we had 25 one time.
Yeah, I think we were 25 one
That's
time.
When we... 26, screenshot. No?
Mm-hmm.
That's when we're on our fucking...
That's when we're on our game.
We're on our
then
peak.
We just took it down.
But
then
yeah.
We went on vacations and...
Do you think that's what happened? Yeah, it's because we were getting,
we get distracted.
We were, no, it's because we were celebrating, dude, all the
no.
Once we get a manager, we're gonna be beat up. We're not gonna have no other choice.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. But guys, take this 2 seconds to go to the Spotify account and say you guys want Augusto back on Spotify.
Like, pause this.
Pause this. We're gonna play like 2 seconds of elevator music, and you guys go do that.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, we get stuck.
We get stuck on the elevator, like Bakersfield.
Hey, remember when we went to
Delano?
No, Live Nation.
Alano.
And we got in the elevator with, and then we were like, oh, we didn't get stuck. She's like, yes, got stuck. I'm like, yeah, in the worst place we could. Angel was all scared.
Oh, you just reminded me something I didn't mention in Live Nation. So there was some girl interviewing Junior H. And then,
we'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
All they have is just...
The station with the...
Best.
In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other... I think the... Not you, trick...
The Subverted Radio Show. Anywhere you get your podcast.
¿Por qué esa reacción, once he
said that? Every time I say girl, Keiko's just like... Squirrel.
No, I didn't.
Squirrel.
You're lying.
Come on, man. Oh, yeah. And then me and Angel were like... So, I think the girl had, like, the best... Not the best interview with Junior H, but, like...
One of the
better
best.
Than, like, you know, the other ones. And then we were like... Because we're planning to do more content.
She
we're like,
cute.
Hey,
she was cute.
No.
Man.
It's work-related.
This is already, like, sexual harassment. Yeah, and she didn't even work with us yet.
I didn't know you guys were actually going to try to hire her.
I'm about to
this is what he's talking about.
That's what the point.
All right, babe, I'll cut that out.
What does that have to be her?
No, don't cut it out.
I'm not cutting this one.
All right,
no.
Well, she was good-looking, okay?
Oh, my God. You can't
damn, you doubled down.
We have, like, a...
All right, Jason, go on timeout, fool.
Blur
him out for, like, a minute.
Because, look, what if the girl does end up working with us? And
yeah.
Then you're just like making all these comments and she feels weirded out by you.
One nice comment?
No, that is harassment.
That's not harassment.
No, that's harassment coming from
the guy that
posts himself on his story with the
it's like me
Andrea
knowing.
Song talking about like, no quiere que le chifle or whatever cuando sale. So that's this guy on social media. But in real life, he's like, está buena, eh?
Oh,
te cabe.
Está prendido.
In front of her.
Yeah,
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we're taking out a lot of content. And then a lot of you guys have been telling us, well, not a lot of you guys, but some of you guys tell us like, hey, you guys should add a girl to the podcast. But, you know, it's already a lot of us. I don't think we could add another person. But we're taking out more content. And then we're thinking like, hey, why don't we just add a girl to like do this type of content? Oh, well, that's the question that we're trying to ask you guys. What do you guys want us to do? Everything or are you guys okay with like us adding someone?
Yeah, like I mean, and we just say like the girl because when we were up there and we saw like the dynamic between, you know, like the interviewer and the inter and like junior, and like she worked good. We're not saying specifically has to be her, you know. It just she gave us the idea. And
but like a girl that speaks Spanish and English.
Yeah, yeah, like she speaks Spanish and English pretty good.
And is into the culture, like she was. I think she was a fan because she took a picture with Junior.
Bro, I think everyone took.
Yeah, a picture. Bro, I like that thumbnail.
I know.
That's a, no, I know, but like you know, there was other people that you know didn't really care about Junior.
No, like, yeah, no, like, no, like you could tell because
something, someone that's from, like about the culture.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not to go against you, but everybody took the picture. But I think we could tell like she was like she liked it because of the questions that she asked.
Yeah,
like she, you know, one reoccurring question that I feel like he didn't like was, what do you think about Nata saying that he doesn't like taking pictures with fans, you know?
She asked that?
No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
Oh, but a bunch of people.
I'm saying, like, they asked him that question, like,
20 times.
Yeah, 20 times.
You know what? One of the ladies asking, like, questions asked me and Angel if Junior had dropped a song with a girl.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, weren't you, so, like, aren't you supposed to do, like, your research about him?
No, no, no. We don't mean to talk.
No, 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 I'm just talking shit, I think we're just
talking shit. Yeah, we do not. Okay, right there he was talking shit, but
don't worry, lady, he's not speaking for all of us. This lady, he does also does not do his research.
No, he does not. No, no, no. And this is not us criticizing anybody that was there. It was just us speaking our mind out loud that you know they were out of.
Damn, Angel.
No, it's cause I can't put it on silent because you know how it has a lot of sound. I can't put it. Oh, the sound fell out. It works.
Angel, you're an idiot.
Guys, I dropped my wallet and my phone at the beach.
Woohoo.
How?
With myself.
Yo, you went by yourself to the beach?
Yep. How I was going through it.
You're lying.
Nah.
You're yeah, I was just right there. He was like standing with like, I had like my shoes on and everything.
He was wrestling in the sand.
I was playing Ivan's album, like A Todo Lo Que Daba. Then I saw that the water like was coming and I ran really fast and my phone and my wallet fell out. And they fell like on the water and the water just took them. And then I just found my wallet because it kind of floated back, but my phone, my little shit. All
right, we're going to break.
Bet.
All right, guys, we just wanted to announce that Nathanael Cano Store, hey, pero si caben o no caben, is coming this fall. You guys can purchase the tickets at pre-sale right now. Use code MOCHILA at NathanaelCano.com. We will be going to one concert.
One, just one.
No, but I want to go to more, so go tell, go comment on their pages that you guys want us to see us there. Maybe even announce them. I don't know, go crazy. Go crazy. Help us
Matowski. Out. Hey, anyways.
Yeah.
Use code MOCHILA at NathanaelCano.com. We're going to be at the one in December, so at you guys better pull up. We might go to more.
Hey, but AEG. That's up to you guys. Go comment at AEG. Go comment on Nata. Go to Nata. You want to see a bunch of about the concerts. AEG.
So, yeah. Link, first thing in the description. Hey, pero si caben o no caben.
Yo creo que sí.
Claro que sí.
Back to the video.
All right, guys, we are back from the break, and then now we're going to be talking about the title of the video.
Damn.
What's going on? What's going on? I don't know what's going on. But this is what Billboard and Rolling Stone said.
Yeah.
Right now we're reading what Billboard said.
Two big articles.
We're reading Billboard because we did not reach out to them for a statement, and they did not answer.
All right. Then
we did not reach out.
This is what the article says by Billboard. This says, Del Records CEO Ángel Del Villar arrested for working with Mexican promoter tied to the cartel.
Yeah, so Ángel Del Villar got arrested.
And then it said, Luca Scalisi's CFO of Dell Entertainment was also arrested. Both executives were released on bond on Tuesday.
So both executives of Dell Records.
And the article was by...
Yeah, guys. So I guess Ángel Del Villar was arrested by FBI agents on Tuesday, June 14, and is being charged with... Oh, fucking hell. These fucking narcotics drink pink designation act. All shit. Conspiring to violate the Foreign Narcotics Kingpin Designation Act, according to an official statement issued by the U.S. Attorney Office, Luca Scalisi, CFO of Dell Entertainment, was also arrested.
Yeah, but these, again, are just charges that are being pressed. It is innocent until proven guilty because we're in the United States of America.
And this is what Billboard said. This is what Augusto Papa said.
Yup.
According to the U.S. Attorney, Ángel Del Villar and Scalisi were charged. Scalisi. It sounds like something in the movie, like, oh, like, where's Fibonacci?
Sounds
like
Fibonacci. Yeah, sounds fancy.
Huh.
Scaliciosis.
I don't know what that last name.
Scylla.
Last name.
I lost myself where I was.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
According to the U.S. attorney, Ángel Del Villar and Scalisi were charged for conducting business with a Guadalajara-based concert promoter with ties to Mexican drug cartels. A third defendant named in the complaint is Mexican music promoter Jesús Pérez Alvear, who leads... Galistica Diamante ticket premiere and until March 2019 promoted concerts in Mexico for Dell Entertainment. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know which one I read. I think it was Rolling Stone, and they were saying, so what happened was that in 2018, Dell Records sold dates for one of their artists, 6 dates in Mexico. And the way that they tied Angel del Villar was because they used his credit card to pay for the private planes. And he sold the dates to the Mexican promoter that is blacklisted in the United States. So then they're like, you know, if he's blacklisted in the United States, no U.S. entity can work with them. And I guess they might have not been aware for whatever reason they did. And now that's why they're in.
But Angel del Villar is already out. I think when I saw this and everyone was like looking at this shit and sending it to him,
he was already out.
Like, he was already out. Like, he was like in his boat.
And he was already Augusto chilling at home.
So I don't think Angel del Villar, well, I don't know.
Yeah. But again, these are just charges that are being pressed. This does not mean it's
true.
True. It might be true. It might be not. You have to wait till due process.
Due process.
I think you should.
It's conducted. But when they said they sold those dates in Mexico, I was like thinking who the artist might be.
You like my shirt?
And then, y'all wearing Dell Records.
Oh, my buff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All y'all wearing Dell Records.
Hey, no, you know, but we're here to try to present the facts as
professional
as we can.
And we don't want to say too much. We don't want to say too much.
But we do appreciate the sweater. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And they came in boxes that said our names, you know? I felt special.
Oh, yeah, that was special. Yeah.
That was special. Shout out to Dell Records.
And Dell Records is probably watching this. I'm a medium now. So send me medium.
I'm medium.
I'm holding on to dear life to large. So just send me large. Appreciate it. Where are you at?
Me too. I'm in that borderline.
We holding on for dear life. Do not
invite. Yeah, guys. So we did not say this is what Billboard and Rolling Stone have. So
we're just. So yeah.
We're not saying like, oh, we're not like talking bad or good because. Oh, they're like we're homies just, or anything. We're not like that, but
we just have a platform to distribute information.
Yeah. And since, you know, we don't have any insight or any sort of that stuff, we're just reading what this thing says.
Yep.
But I think that's kind of scary because, like, they take that stuff very serious where you have to follow the laws of, commerce. I don't know what they call it. Wait. Like, that's sort of what happened to Julion.
I was going
to
say that. He got blacklisted. They took down. Too?
Yeah, they blacklisted him, like, specifically. So. He was out for 5 years. He's coming back. His career is okay. I think
he's got anything, an icon
like already. He got more hype.
All the sad music gonna be hitting Angel within like a week once he starts.
Yeah, then I'm gonna go cry at the beach again and lose my phone and my wallet. And
all the moms gonna be at the shows.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's scary. I mean, hopefully the government doesn't try to do those sort of sanctions on this company.
Imagine they're getting those shows for him.
Damn, on the company, imagine.
Yeah, I know, but I mean.
Oh, I don't know if you guys remember about this, too. It says right here. Angel del Villar arrest comes 2 years after FBI agents conducted a raid at Dell Records headquarters after the label. I remember I heard about that.
That was from
the FBI.
Gerardo Ortiz, no?
Yeah, something about, like, how to do with Gerardo Ortiz.
I mean, maybe the dates that they sold were Gerardo Ortiz.
Oh, yeah, look. It says, was sued by former signee Gerardo Ortiz for alleged
fraudulent conduct.
Yeah. Supposedly that's why they tied him because he got
keep reading because there's like a big ass word like fiduciary. Yeah,
he got the private planes from Van Nuys to Jalisco or something like that.
Damn.
But I mean, I think this just comes to light a bigger issue, which is like narcotráfico in Mexico and how bad it really is because it's affecting, I think, all industries. But you know, since we're in this one, like we know more about this one. Like how they're making a big deal about Luis Enrique Rodriguez, like, oh, singing this song here and this is okay here and not okay here.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty common, especially because it's corridos bélicos.
Yeah, and like publicly, there wasn't any backlash towards Luis Enrique Rodriguez personally. But from what I read, the promoter that hired him to do that event where he sang the song where people were saying, like, you're not supposed to.
He did
get killed. Mm. I mean, we don't know, like, oh, they killed him because of this and this and this. We just know the fact that he is.
Also, the promoter told Luis R. Conrique to tell him.
Conriquez, you guys always say Conrique.
Yes, Conriquez.
Conriquez venir. To not sing that song. And then
No.
Sorry, so, I got confused.
Okay, how was it?
And
oh,
yeah.
So JGL, Joaquin Guzman Loera, he sang that song in Jalisco.
Didn't you buy a hat?
Angel got a JGL hat. And it's like, bro, like, you are the biggest sweetheart. And you shouldn't.
Pásenle.
Come in.
Oh, yeah, you guys already ruined it. Come in.
All right, so Angel got a Jota Hele hat, and I was like, bro, like, why you get a hat like that? Because first of all, you're the biggest sweetheart. Second of all, you wouldn't even step on a spider.
I want to wear it to Pico, so next time the guy says, like, oh, conozco al mencho, I'm going to beat you up, and I'm a king. So I'm going to be like, hey, what's up?
Hey, we might have to go with security, not to Pico.
Yeah, because
that's how they tried to fuck Angel. That was fucking crazy.
That was wild. Like, I was trying to mind my own business. I told him, be careful going down the stairs. You know.
And then he comes back with his homie. Hey, ¿verdad que se me estaba agarrando? And I was like, what?
And if he would have told me something, I would have kicked him.
He did tell you something.
No, he did tell you something.
To my face? No.
Yeah, to your face.
No, he said it to your ass, fool.
Oh, yeah, my back was to him.
No, it wasn't.
It was facing us.
Bro, he's acting tough. He told you too. You were aware.
No, he didn't. No, because, swear?
I don't have to swear anything. You saw... No, and you should have said something if it bothered you. I low-key got scared because he took a picture of my face and everything.
Because you're a pussy.
So we're going to have security. Hey, if anybody is willing to be a security guard for the low, let me know.
The low.
Oh, right here.
It has to be big, like 6'3".
If you got like, you know, you got to be a little bigger than us.
6'3".
Like 5'10 and up, 200 pounds and up, let us know. No. That's all you need.
They had to be
you need a vest too. Just look.
Remember that security that was at the party? And the next thing you know, he was turning around, he was drunk.
Which one?
When we took Umberto.
Dude, that was so funny, dude. The guy was like 6'5". He must have been like 400 pounds. And he was like, he looks scary. And then when we got there, he was, all right, bet, turn around, put you down. And he had like a big, I mean, he'd have a gun, you know, but he had a big ass knife. Like this big.
A Bowie knife?
Like super, like I don't know, like super professional. And like, bet, he pat us down and everything. We go in. And then like 30 minutes later, that was more drunk than us, chilling on the couch, like playing with his knife. He's not even watching the door no more.
Yeah, everybody was just coming in.
Yeah, so something a little better than that. If you guys down to work for us, let us know.
Hit us up. We want security.
I had one bad experience.
Kiko can't protect.
Where like someone's dad tried to beat me up and tried to take. He did take a picture of my face and he said he was gonna call like El Mencho and they're gonna chop my head off.
So like he was talking to me because he was drunk
and he told him stuff too, but he's not willing to accept it.
No, I swear.
I'm willing to accept. I got scared.
All my life, he never told me because I told you guys.
No, he did. He did. On your life,
he did. But
if you're saying you don't,
the guy told me because I was next to Angel. He's like, I thought he wanted a picture with Angel, so he took his phone out, and I was like, oh, Angel, he wants a picture of you. So Angel turns around. He literally does this to Angel.
So I was like, what? Angel, and he takes a picture of me, and he was like, hey, mañana. He's like, I know El Mencho. Mañana we're gonna come look for you, and you know you're gonna regret what you did to me. And
what'd you do to him the next day? That bitch.
No. So what happened was that we were standing by the stairs. And this guy, I mean, you could tell, you know.
Drunk as fuck.
Su esposa no dejar salir, so cuando sale se pone hasta el pito. And he was super drunk. He was walking by. And he looked at us and I was like, oh, you know, like.
Yeah, Angel.
Like, chido, you know, like. Like, you know, because he was kind of staring. So I was like, you know, good for you. So then we were right next to the stairs and, he could barely walk. So once we were next to the stairs and I saw he was going down, I said, oh, nada más con cuidado con las escaleras. No se vaya a caer. But I said it like in a nice way. Oh, no, I didn't even tell him, se vaya a caer. I said, hey, be careful with the stairs. And that fool just got mad. He's like, what are you telling me? This and that. And he was like talking stuff to my face.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to like confront him, you know? Like I had to hold back this urge of just push him down the stairs. And
no, you didn't. You were scared. You didn't want to make eye contact.
No, I was scared. But you were so scared. You were just ignoring him. He was telling you stuff too.
No, he was not.
Admit it.
It was you two. You two arguing. My
did he
back
not tell
was
you stuff?
No. My back.
Yeah,
was
you got scared and turned around.
He told me something.
Nah.
It's like you laughed, but you smiled, but you were
smiling. No. Because Mary said it smelled, and I started laughing.
Yeah, and then the guy thought like, you were laughing at him, so he told you shit.
No, he didn't.
You probably didn't hear, but he told you something.
If I would have heard, I would have fucking just kicked him down the stairs and just.
Yeah. Finished. So any bodyguards out there, let us know for events because. It's kind of scary sometimes.
Safe. Yeah. Like me and Jason are like 100 pounds and these ones are like
3,000. They're like 2 tons.
Yeah. So
and Angel and I are the only ones that know how to fight, you guys.
I feel like I know how to fight, even though.
But you can't say you know how to fight if you have never fought.
Yeah.
I've never fought.
I have fought.
You have. No, you have.
You wrestled once.
You wrestled. We'll just see. Like the day that comes, like we'll see.
I don't want it to get to that. I do not want.
I mean, I don't like.
Should
to,
have Angel. I don't like the last party we went to. It's like, dude, I just want to get down at a party and shit.
I remember the last time they tried to fight him.
That was before. Like we had our little boxing match. Like that was it. I'm done.
You retired.
I don't want to fight anyone at a party. It's not worth it. Or at an event.
I actually can't.
Because, you know, what if they do have a gun? You know, what if they have a knife or something? And like,
we can't
fight. Or what, you know?
We can't fight.
We can't fight.
Yeah. We can't get in trouble.
We can't get in trouble at all, actually.
I could.
You guys could.
Yeah, you guys could.
I'll then I'm end up on, I don't know, some sort of news.
Like TMZ and beat shit, up a like dad. Fucking, like, you're going to end up on Augusto Papa. Angel from Augusto Papa. God damn it,
you guys would cover those news.
We would, bro.
Angel, our very own Angel, lost to a dad, a pico. And here's a clip of the guy pushing him down the stairs.
His nose got more swelled than it already is.
Nah, if I get mad at
they got man, bigger like, than that fool's shoulder, man.
Yeah. Timmy Cabrona, like if they get me to the point where he got me last time, yeah, I'll go.
Oh, so you're admitting that they could tell you stuff and you're not gonna get mad, like what happened with us?
No, I'm saying
just admit it, dude. He did tell you stuff and you.
He didn't,
bro.
No,
yeah, but
bro, we talked about it on the way back, and you know that.
Why your voice cracked? Cause you're lying.
Bro, I'm about to
that's
fuck
your tell.
Ass up too.
Damn. No, why didn't you fight the guy over there? Why all of a sudden I kiss
him? Why? Because he was face to face with you, not with me. If you would have been in my face, then it would have been a different story.
Anyway, we don't want to argue. Anybody that's down to do security, hit us up, please. Thanks.
Damn. But yeah, kind of going back to a little bit of the article. I don't know. It just caught my attention. It says Del VR.
Del VR? Did you say that? Del VR, fool?
Del VR.
You fucking know, Sabo.
Del VR. Yeah, guys, this is what happens when you don't go to school. This is probably his first time
take
reading.
Take that shit off. I think Del VR's probably like, damn, motherfucker, take that shit off. You don't deserve Del VR, to wear that shit.
Del VR and...
That's our boy.
Scalises made appearance at the United States...
I think you can say Scalise.
This was his scoliosis. This guy.
It says, made appearance at the United States District Court in downtown Los Angeles on Tuesday, June 14th, where Del VR was ordered released on $100,000 bond and Scalises was ordered released on $35,000 bond. So they gave a higher... release
because he's worth more.
I don't know.
You got more money.
No, I think it has to do with what you're charged.
Yeah,
and I guess I mean they look at something that.
Yeah, because I mean 35,000 to 100,000, that's a big difference.
Yeah, my boy, you ever thought about going back to school?
Relax. I just said Del VR. My Del bad. VR. But yeah, that covers that news with Del VR and his homie.
Yeah, and Del Records people, if you guys are watching this, we'd love a statement if you guys want to give us one so we could
pass it up.
Or some more merch.
You know what? Send us some merch and send us a statement.
Falta de química.
Damn, no quieres nada más? Hey, and actually, Falta de Química, you guys should listen to the song. I think it's really badass. And that's that.
I didn't get that shit.
Falta de Química. Tercer Elemento has some good songs.
One time Jason called the Angel Falta de Bitches.
Oh yeah, cause he was like, oh, that shirt's nice, like oh, Falta de Química.
It's a good song. It's a good song.
He wouldn't shut the fuck up. Falta de Química. I was like, fool, shut the fuck up. Ya me tienes hasta la madre with Falta de Química. I was like, you're Falta de Bitches. And we just started dying, bro.
Ahora tiene de sobra.
¿Cuál? Bueno fuera, co.
Must be nice, my boy.
Must be nice, Angel. But you just be rejecting these girls.
No, look. Okay. Honestly, I didn't. It was a misunderstanding. They thought I rejected him.
You did. I visually saw you do it.
Okay,
being creído or nothing.
Because you could have gone back, but you didn't. You're like, I walked away.
I feel like I can't. I
and then went with someone else.
Hey, but do you guys, girls don't feel bad when they reject guys, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
So you're trying to make girls feel bad?
No, I'm just saying, like, no, I have to dance with, if a girl asks you to dance, you don't have to dance with a fuerza. It's because... I had to go back to talk to the lady about paying the bottle.
The lady.
Oh, it was so urgent that you had
it
to
reject. It was so urgent.
She was waiting with the thing.
Gecko already fucking had
it.
Is
it because you feel like they're like out of your league or some shit? Like I feel like,
you just don't have confidence. Yeah, we know you don't have confidence, but like I feel like it's that.
No, it's not. Confidence.
Yeah, you say yes to yes.
Could you
say yes to a certain group and you say no to a certain group.
Yeah. And you invite certain groups to... parties and shit.
Shit.
You know what we're talking about.
Am I being nice?
No.
Gio right now just laughing.
Only Gio gets it.
Nah, just watching some other podcast. I see my boy be hella active.
I know, he be hella active. Okay.
Another podcast.
Did that? He be hitting the gym a lot.
Yeah, he has.
Double. Yeah, Gio's the one that won the merch giveaway.
Oh, and I'm talking about the giveaway.
Oh, shit.
We're still going to give away tickets to Eslabon Armado
at the Staples Center.
At the Toyota Way.
Oh, yeah, Toyota.
Damn. Also, you guys should go, I don't know, DM them or I don't know, comment that you guys want us to present them at the Toyota Arena.
Oh, yeah. Tell us that we want.
Oh, all the Eslabon Unidos.
Hey, Eslabon Unidos.
They have like the.
That's our boys right there.
They got that. What's up?
So all the Eslabon Unidos .007 at the end, or have
that Tobar at the end.
Eslabon
EA at the end. This one's for you guys. Put us in those. Well, not don't put us in those.
Tell Nelly
WhatsApp, but tell them that we'd be a great fit to either
present
something like that.
Because we heard you guys make a lot of stuff possible. So
we heard you guys are just.
Yeah, you guys
are the best fam.
And if you guys want to make Augusto Unidos too, like another people.
Well, he wants to make Nata Unidos.
Or Bad Bunny Unidos, yeah.
Bad Bunny, baby. What would you make? Unidos what?
You do like girls Unidos.
Like horny girls Unidos.
You guys always make me seem like I have fucking hella girl.
You don't?
No.
You're the one that made
me,
right?
Fine, close the chapter on season 2. You start your other persona.
Damn.
I'm a changed man.
That was good.
You're a changed man since one, if you don't mind me asking.
Because I remember
just so everybody knows, you know, so we're all on the same page.
In the first podcast, you're like, from I'm picking hella pulling bitches.
2 months ago.
Come on, you guys are supposed to laugh harder.
I'm a changed man. Now it rubbed off to you, and now you got other girls, and I don't. So it's going
to
go down.
No,
like that.
Because I wanted to talk to this one girl, and she just left me on scene.
Oh yeah,
so like the first guy I tried to talk to in like 6 months, just left me on scene. You left me heartbroken. That's
a lie. Nice. Were you being boring?
I mean, maybe
you're being dry, fool.
You probably like
you gotta spark a fire in them too. You know, you gotta.
You can't be boring. That's why they probably leave you on.
How can I be not boring?
You can't mad dog them either when you see
okay,
them.
What was the last text you sent? Was it like, all right?
I hate your fucking spider.
Was it okay? Was it
like, fuck you and your spider?
I was willing to overlook that she has.
What is it called? Arachnid.
Something like that.
There you go.
Yeah, damn. But you know what? I'm not gonna try to get another girl for like another 2 years.
Vas a estar perreando, huh?
You know what? I think I'm just gonna stick to watching podcasts. We're gonna get better.
You believe him?
I'd rather focus on myself.
You believe?
I believe in.
Oh, I believe you, but Angel.
Jason's like,
what do you mean?
Jason's like, I'm gonna go another 10 years.
It's all good. You guys don't know my life.
Yeah, I think instead of going out like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I don't have to tell you guys.
My life is private. My life is really private.
Bitch, you're on a podcast.
Yeah, we all change men. Instead of going out Fridays and Saturdays, we should meet up and practice doing podcasts.
We're gonna see how we could get Augusto Papa on the New York Times Square.
And who is ready for the live podcast?
Oh yeah, live podcast.
Wow. In your city, starting with LA, and then we go to Houston, and then we go to Austin, and then we go to
the Bay,
Chicago, and then we go to
Colorado. You can't miss Colorado.
Colorado, and then
Chicago,
we go to Arizona.
I'm trying to go to Chicago.
So we're gonna be
yeah.
We're gonna check where most of our fans come from. Most of our fans are from LA, and then Texas.
Houston.
Mm-hmm. So you guys can buy tickets, meet us. We might have a special guest. And we're going to be nervous as fuck.
But we're going to learn from everything. And we're going to bounce back.
Guys, Marca MP is finally dropping an album. Do you think it would reach top 3 charts in the charts within a week?
That's a great versus question. What was your question again?
I said, Marca MP is dropping an album tomorrow, Friday.
Ooh.
What are we?
The 17th.
You guys think they would hit the top 3, top, let's say top 5 in charts? Within a week.
Latin or global?
Latin.
In Apple Music?
Yeah.
I think they're going to hit number one.
Within a week?
Number one?
But I think United States.
Okay.
Top 10.
For the versus question, will they be top 3, you said? On June 24.
24? That's a long time.
No, that's a good time.
Okay.
So we can see how long they can stay up there. So will Marca MP be in the top 3 Latin Apple Music charts on June 24? There's a lot of albums that came out. That's tough. We have Ivan's, Slabon's,
Bad Bunny's.
No, Bad Bunny's.
Latin.
Wow. That's tough.
That's crazy.
I think they could do it. No, Marca MP is like crazy.
Yeah, right now they're popping.
I forgot that they're independent.
Oh, yeah.
They have their own record label. They're signed under
them. They set up their own record label.
RC, right?
They have a
RC Music.
We haven't seen Marca MP. Why haven't we seen Marca MP? When they were here, why did we miss them?
We weren't here.
Oh, they were never been around here, huh?
What do you mean? No, they're at the Ontario.
Then why didn't we?
Yeah, because we had to go somewhere.
Yeah, we had.
I don't think so.
We were in Hawaii.
I don't think anybody invited us.
We were in Hawaii. No, we were.
We were on a trip. We were on a trip.
I feel like we were somewhere. Though.
We were somewhere.
Hey, well, nobody invited us either way, so.
But Chato, if you're watching this, hopefully.
Oh yeah, I talked to him. He said he was willing to do it. So
you talked to him.
We're gonna hold you to it. Yeah. I don't know why I was talking to him.
2 weeks ago, no?
Yeah, I asked him like, hey, you know, whenever. Oh no, I just set him up out of nowhere. Now I told him about the podcast and he should do it. And he said, yeah, he's down. He said, next time he's around LA.
Damn, that's right. There you guys hear it.
And then also we've been trying to get Yarita on, but they're always busy when they're here. So we're gonna go to Washington.
Yeah,
we're going to Washington.
We're
going to the
Washington.
Honestly, I think
that we have to get Yarita on ASAP.
Yeah.
You heard that?
You know what? Let's go next week.
Let's go next week. Let's go next week. Yeah,
it's my sister's birthday. But fuck it, let's go.
Let's go.
Take your sister.
No, that has
birthday trip.
I think we should go.
Yeah, I think we have to do it ASAP.
Yeah.
Oh, and Edgardo wanted to come too.
Damn.
He told me that.
This is season two.
He wants to.
This is season two moves, but we're going to try to squash everything, get everything going, get the walls up and start it and get the fucking ball rolling.
I told him July 7th, we're going to start season two, thinking like, it was like
Monday. You're being generous too with the time.
Like I thought we had a good time, and then the next thing you know, it's next week. 2 weeks, no, almost like, yeah, 2 weeks.
Probably started in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Should we end it with Yarita or start it with Yarita?
I think
end it because we could start it in our new set.
Bet. All right, next week
we're going to you.
Yeah, right. We'll see. All
right, that has,
I think it'd be cool.
We're gonna track you down
to record at Spotify too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, we're
using those facilities.
Do
they have one in Washington?
No, just
LA, New York.
Should we trick them and say, "Oh, you guys are going to Spotify and then, Yarita, we have a Augusto podcast."
Like those sets.
Damn, that shit was
otro pedo.
We'll be doing
some 26
episodes in there. You know, de vez en cuando, if we end up like doing something with them. But that'd be cool because, you know, one day we could be here and then another one here and then another one we're chilling and then another one we're in here.
Yeah, but two super cool experiences that we got to do because of you guys.
I fucking love Spotify. I canceled my Apple Music membership.
I have too much music on Apple Music.
My boy got Pandora. Please, Spotify. Before you help us, help him.
Bless him, please. All right, guys. This is going to wrap it up for the end of the... All right, guys, this is going to wrap it up for this episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. A lot of good information. And what else do you guys want to say before we end the episode?
Subscribe to my second channel.
Diego Dior. To my channel.
Let me finish saying mine.
Okay. Okay,
subscribe
everybody.
To my second
10
channel.
Seconds of advertisement.
Yeah. Subscribe to my second channel, Diego Dior 2. I upload all my vlogs on there with Eslabon Armando Jr. H. Ivan Cornejo. And then subscribe to the Augusto exclusive second channel where we will be uploading other stuff.
That's it.
10, you next. Nice.
Guys, to my channel, No Sabo Queco on YouTube. And if Diego doesn't send you guys the link to my channel on the messages, just I'll send it to you guys. And por gusto la verga.
All right, guys, I'm an artist. Check me out, Jason Nunez, on all digital platforms. Check out my YouTube channel, Jason Nunez with 2 E's. And follow me on Instagram, Jason
Nunez.
Me
the channel.
That's right.
All right, so I just want to say again, somebody take it for the team. Hit up my boy Jason. He's single. Hit him up by Jason Nunez. He's kind of scaring us a little bit. Hit him up. And that's it. Thank you so much.
You're promoted.
Jason Nunez. Hit him up. He's single, ready to mingle.
Nah, you're scared of girls, my boy. I seen you dodge these women.
As of right now, you've been a disappointment.
Wait.
Yeah, disappointment.
I barely started going out with you guys.
That's how you see it.
Okay. Like, with him.
Like, I had you on my shoulder.
Him in regards to girls, from 1 to 10, what do you rate him? Because you said this was a disappointment. What do you rate him?
A 1.
What do you give him 1 point? Why the 1?
He doesn't know how to talk to a girl.
Wait.
No. I get you. But like, why did you give him 1 and not 0? Like, what's a good thing?
I don't know. No. That he says he talks to girls. So that's the only point.
Up front.
It's like, why do I have to prove it to you guys, you know? Like, I know you guys like have your hoes and shit, but I feel like I'm not really like.
No, it's not like that, my boy.
Like, I don't want to say.
What do you mean? You like my roster's 4 as fuck. Like,
I'm out here trying to talk to one girl and she just leaves me on the scene, dude.
I'm talking on my. I'm fine.
Yeah, this was like on.
So don't bother me, please.
On a whole ass relationship over here.
My bad.
I'm working on myself.
My bad.
He's working on.
I'm working on myself.
He's working on his own.
Hey, myself.
He's working
and
on
the
his
podcast.
He's working on this situation.
That's a bad friend. He tells me to fucking work on my roster, but he never tells me to work on myself. That's fucked up.
Excuse me.
I have been behind. I've been pushing you for the past like 5 years.
Nah, just kidding. I'm getting
music, and you haven't done shit.
Like, I'm getting my shit together. Like, my life is changing.
Nah.
No, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you saying that we don't try to push you.
Oh, yeah, I lied about
Yeah, so at least girls can give you a motivation.
No, not about girls. It's about him going forward in life, you know, helping out his family, helping out himself.
We've been
girls
doing
do not rule our world. Let's say that with me.
They don't.
Girls do not rule our world. Girls do not rule my world. Girls do not rule my world.